The best strategy to help you silence fear in your life is to actually have a strategy. Don't have one yet? That's okay. I got you. Right now, you can get my Brave Life Planner for free. Just go to getyourbraveon.info and you can download my morning boot up routine that helps you focus on what you're grateful for, develop strategies and pathways to achieve your goals, and it helps you pick one brave thing a day to do so you don't get so overwhelmed. You also get my free daily planner to help you stay on task, and there's a video that comes with it to walk you through on how to use it. Download it for free at getyourbraveon.info. Brave Podcast Network. This is going to reboot your life right now. I'm so glad you're here for episode number 63. What is Ash Wednesday and the prayer to reboot your life? I went back to the archives. This is a very special piece of audio from a Facebook Live I did in my backyard in 2017, describing the meaning of Ash Wednesday and a prayer just for you. This could revolutionize the way that you feel about your future right now.
Ash Wednesday, what is the big deal? Why do people celebrate this, even, you know, whether you're Catholic or Protestant or maybe not real sure where you are in the whole faith thing? Why I think Ash Wednesday is something that has incredible significance for your ability to start over, have a fresh new start, if you would like. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to do a special daily prayer for a reboot for Ash Wednesday. You might have seen a lot of people today, something on their face. You know, you ever do that? You're like walking around, you feel so good about yourself. You're like, yeah, got it going on today. Did my makeup, got my new jacket on. And then you get to a restaurant or you're somewhere and be like, hey, you got something on your face right there? You're like, oh, so embarrassed. And then you have to look back and think, okay, who did I run into at the grocery store? Where else have I been that I've had this thing on my face? Well, there's a lot of people walking around today with something on their face. It's a cross on their forehead because it's Ash Wednesday. So what in the world does Ash Wednesday mean to you, and why, even if you're not Catholic, should you care about it? Reverend Carl Weber, I love what he said and how it explains Ash Wednesday to anybody, whatever scale you are on what you believe. He says, when that ash mark sits on people's forehead, it stands for being marked. He says, because we're all marked, right? The ashes are just like a designated, hey, you know what? I'm a sinner. I'm a real sinner. And is it to mark you, to make you feel bad? No, it's the opposite. It's not for you to remember your sin. It's to remember that, yes, we have all messed up and we all have fallen short. But he says, yeah, it's embarrassing to go around town that way. You know, letting everybody know, yep, I'm a sinner, I'm messed up. But that's not the point. At the end of the day is the point. When you get home after a Ash Wednesday service, you wash your face. You wash it off. Exactly what Jesus did for you and I. Is, yeah, without him, we are marked. Because no one's perfect. But with him, it's all washed away and forgotten. And you're forgiven. Why ashes? It seems like ruin. If you've ever seen like the mountains and you've driven by and you've seen this big field where there was a forest fire, you notice that, wow, it's like devastating, right? And you see the beautiful trees. I've seen this when I've driven to Yosemite. You see those beautiful forests and beautiful trees, and then all of a sudden, devastation and just ash. But why do they allow sometimes forest fires to happen? Because it's a great way for the forest to rebuild and get a fresh new start. Burning it all down in the ashes actually makes the soil ready for new growth. You following me here? The ashes symbolize the fresh new start that you can have at any moment, at any point in your life, when you decide, you know what? Yeah, I believe in you, Jesus. And I realize I need you, because without you, I'm marked. What else does God do with ashes? He grows things out of them, right? Just like that forest fire, just that the devastation. He uses ashes to grow fresh vegetables, fresh plants, new growth. He lifts people out of the ashes. He unfairly accepts them in exchange for beauty. He says, I'll give you beauty for the ashes of your life. You feel like your life is in a pile of ashes. I remember feeling like that when I became a single mom, suddenly in like an instant, in a day, I felt like I was in a pit of ashes and just life as I knew it just kind of burned down to the ground. But God promised that if I was willing to give that mess to him that had been created, that he would turn it into something beautiful. Welcome to my beautiful. I've been able to relocate, get a home for my children. I had nothing. Rebuild my life. And I say I have been able to do that, but that's not the truth. God was able to do it, because people say, how did you do that? It's because I trusted God. I gave him my ashes and he turned it into something beautiful. Is it perfect? No, nothing's ever perfect. Is it hard? Yes, but nothing good ever came from easy. So I choose hard. I choose challenging, because at the end of all of that is beauty, beauty for all of your ashes. Problem is, some of us, we just hold on to it. And we want to keep it a secret. We don't want anybody to know that we've got a mess that's going on. So we just pretend to be something we're not. Pretend perfection. I'm sick of that. I'm too old for that now. I just am honest and say, you know what? That was a mistake. So God, I know I can't fix this on my own, no matter how hard I try. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to you. Here's my ashes. Please make them beautiful. And what else does God say he does with ashes? Oh, what about the story about when he spits in ashes? Jesus does, and he makes this mud and he wipes it on the eyes of a blind man to give him sight. He can use the ashes to give you a fresh new outlook on your life. Isn't that the truth too? I remember thinking everything was just amazing. I had the so-called perfect family, the perfect little job. I got to just have a little part-time job. Like, as a pretty much a stay-at-home mom. And it all looked great. And then everything fell down in ashes in an instant. And God used the ashes to open up my eyes to see what he really wanted out of my life and how he wanted to use me. And he didn't want me just kind of like on, I don't know, like cruise mode. No, he wants to challenge you. He wants you to grow. He wants you to take things that become ashes and he wants to wipe them through your eyes, open up your eyes so you can live to your full potential. Life is art. It's an adventure. It's not supposed to, I'm over easy. I'm over easy. Sound like it is. I'm over things being easy because I've learned there's such beauty from the challenge. There's such beauty when he opens up your eyes. That's the other thing that God has done with ashes. What else? He's used ashes to breathe new life. If you find yourself in a pit full of ashes, I think that's a fantastic place to be. Great place to be. Because that means you get a fresh new start, right? It means you can, okay, I'm going to wipe it off of my face. I'm going to wipe it out of my life. I'm going to give it to you, God, so you can build something new and amazing. And I am telling you, my friends, this is what he can build for you. Should you allow him to do it, he will create something even more beautiful than you had before. Promise. And that's what they do when you see those forest fires. When the forest has been turned in just to ashes, this beautiful place, new growth, more growth, healthier trees. It takes a while, but before you know it, everything is caught up and it's beautiful. Healthier sometimes, most of the time. If you're feeling today kind of like things are in a pile of ashes, I get it. Been there. I wish I could say once, but I've been there a couple times. And each time God has found a way to recreate my life better than I could have ever expected. I never would have planned it, but it's so great. He wants that for you too. And you know what the secret is? It's not about being perfect. It's not about obeying a whole new list of rules. It's about giving up control of trying to act perfect all the time and just saying, God, I don't know what to do. I'm going to give it to you so you can turn this into something beautiful. That's why I love Ash Wednesday. And I want to pray for you right now. If you want a fresh new start, if you want to exchange your ashes for beauty, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the promise of washing my friend watching and listening right now. And for me, washing me clean multiple times, God. For you say, as far as the east is from the west, so far has you have removed your transgressions from us. It doesn't say you like kind of like marked it down and have limited our future because of the things we've messed up, but you forgive us. It says, no, you've completely removed them from our record. They don't even exist anymore. Oh, I love that, God. So help us remove it from our own brain, that it doesn't apply to us anymore. Today, I ask that those sins that would have marked me for eternity without you, that you would wash them away right now for my friend listening, that they would no longer be marked because they say, today, Lord, let's just say this out loud with me. I believe in you, Jesus, and I believe that I am no longer marked of sin because you died for me on the cross and you took that mark from me, and I can wash it all off and live a beautiful life and restart. Here's my pile of ashes, God. Please turn them into beauty for my friend. In Jesus' name I pray. Well, I hope you're having an amazing Ash Wednesday and you use this day, if you need it, as a day to get a fresh new start. Stop beating yourself up for your past, a mistake you've made, or a failure that you've had, and start looking at it as a pile of ashes, something that God will turn into beauty. And all you got to do is ask, and he says yes. I love you. Don't forget, today and every day, get your brave on.
Thank you so much for your support of the Get Your Brave On podcast. I'd love to connect with you. Call my hotline anytime and let me know how this podcast is impacting your life and how you're silencing fear at 530-4-AMANDA. Let's connect on socials and get more strategies to silence fear every day on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Amanda Carroll Show. And if you want to go deeper, join my Patreon. You can get daily motivations and prayers and meditations and live videos. Just go to getyourbraveon.info and sign up to be a member of the Get Your Brave On tribe. Join our Facebook group too. Just search Get Your Brave On. And I'd be honored if you would follow this podcast and subscribe and even leave a review. That helps more women just like you facing a plot twist find more strategies to silence fear. I'll shout you out in the next episode, or even send me an email to amanda@amandacarroll.org and tell me how God is using this podcast in your life. Like Kim did. She said, I just want to thank you for your podcast. I signed up in July and honestly always deleted your message. It's okay. Or sometimes just took a quick glance. But today was different. It was as if God was drawing me to really take a look at it. And I did. After downloading the app to get a podcast, I went back and clicked on the prayer. As I stood in my bathroom brushing my teeth, the words just filled the room with a peacefulness. It came over me and it was like a weight had been lifted. The stress of living with a few disabilities and being on long medical leave from work for over a year, and the stress of trying to go back to work with homeschooling two kids, I was keeping it all in. I just wanted to know how much you make a difference. I even shared your podcast with my mom, cousin, and brother, even though he's not a lady. He's going through a tough time and wanted him to hear the prayer. So bless you. Bless you. I am so thankful that God used this in your life. You're my why. I'm honored to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you. Reach out anytime. All the links are in the show notes. And I love the idea of you listening to the episodes while you're brushing your teeth. I actually think it's perfect. Start your day with me. Just make sure you follow the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Get your brave on.